to Sai.
Spend the day with Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, good morning, greetings and loving Sairam from Prashanthi Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. A warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday Live, live hosting and broadcasting from Radio Sai Studios. And this is the segment Soul Inspirations. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and as always at the very outset, dear listeners, let us all collectively offer our most humble, prayerful and grateful pranams at the lotus feet of the voice and the listener, the heart and soul of Radio Sai Global Harmony, that is Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. And I thank him profusely for giving me this opportunity to host a segment in his radio every week on Thursdays. All right, the time right now in our studio is 11:07 a.m. Indian Standard Time, and it's a beautiful day here in the ashram. Today is 10th of January, and once again, a happy, a holy, prosperous and fruitful New Year to all of you, 2019. And tomorrow, the 11th of January, is the D-Day. That is the annual sports and cultural meet of the educational institutions, of Swami's educational institutions. And tomorrow, 11th, Swami students from the different educational institutions will be performing the sports presentation, the different activities in Hillview Stadium, the Sri Satya Sai Hillview Stadium. And all the activities will be captured live in video, and dear listeners, you can watch them live from wherever you are, in whichever part of the world you are, from our YouTube channel, from Radio Sai's YouTube channel, and also from Radio Sai's website, radiosai.org. So tomorrow is sports meet, and after that, for next few days, we are going to have programs, and everything will be captured live, and on 15th, we will be celebrating the festival of Makar Sankranti. So today in this segment, Soul Inspirations, as part of the annual sports and cultural meet, I am going to read out an article. This article was written by Brother Arvind Balasubramanya, and it's named as Why the Annual Sports Meet. It's there in our website, radiosai.org, and I'm going to read out for you. Well, it starts with a sports meet presentation that is carabining. That is a daredevil representation. So I'm going to read out the article. It goes like this. Prakash, a student of Swami, tugged at the carabiners that held him to the ropes via the harness he was wearing. He checked all the safety buckles on the harness to ensure that they were secure. Everything was fine. He put on the helmet and tightened its strap across his chin. He then looked below at the distance. The ambassador car in the middle of the cricket ground was just a little white spot, and on top of it was a brown spot, the cardboard wall which he would be ramming into. The zip lining ropes from the top of the hillock to the bottom passed just above the cardboard wall. Everything seemed for the perfect final practice before the showtime. Prakash was part of Team Falcons, a group of students performing daredevilry stunts on 11th of January 2005 as part of the annual sports and cultural meet of the Sri Satya Sai educational institutions. Daredevilry was not new in the sports meet that had witnessed motorbike stunts, four-wheeler stunts, show jumping with horses, paramotor flying, bungee jumping, fire escapades and the like in the previous years. But the question that might pop in a mind not acquainted with Swami's system is, why on earth do students take up such events? Do they do it for the adrenaline rush? Or is the Sri Satya Sai educational system built to produce acrobats and sportsmen? The answer is simple. But for it to make better sense, let us go back to Prakash, who was ready to take the plunge. So, Prakash closed his eyes momentarily, said a quick prayer, and launched off. The morning session of the sports meet had concluded a couple of hours before, and in a couple of hours from now, the evening session would begin. That was when Prakash's stunt was scheduled, and this was the final test run. As he hurled down the rope and touched a speed of almost 50 kilometers per hour, a horrible realization hit him. The ropes had been erected early in the morning, much before the events began at the Hillview Stadium. The sun was not yet up then. Having been exposed to 4 hours of the sun's warmth, the ropes had expanded. They were sagging, and Prakash realized he would be ramming straight into the windshield of the car instead of the cupboard wall on top of it. Well, the driver in the car also noticed this and quickly started the car and began to move forward. Things happen very quickly at high speeds, right? Though Prakash did not ram into the windshield, he crashed into the luggage carrier on top of the car. The metallic tearing sound was sickening, and a moment later, Prakash was on the ground, holding his back with a grimace of pain. Everyone gathered around him to assist him, but what could anyone do? His harness was quickly removed. After 2 minutes of terrifying silence, Prakash wiped the tears from his eyes and spoke his first words. "Sir, please allow me to do it in the evening. Don't deprive me of the chance to please Swami." That was when everyone realized that his pain tears were not because of his hurting back, but a hurting thought at the back of his mind that he would be replaced for the final showdown. And that, dear listeners, summarizes why anyone does anything during the sports meet. That is to make Swami happy and see a smile on his face. There is no doubt about this. Swami himself declared this during his Divine Discourse on 14 January 2003, and I quote, "Here people have to understand the difference in the sports activities of our students and the students elsewhere. The students outside have only one goal in their mind, that is, to win a prize or a medal, whereas our students only aim to please Swami." Unquote. This holds good for all students, boys and girls, KG to PG, in Swami's educational institutions. The tiny tots from primary school practice in the early morning chills and early afternoon heat waves with equal rigor and vigor. They do not understand the 4 Ds of dedication, discipline, duty and determination, but the 5th D of devotion, love for God, makes the other 4 Ds spontaneous. Now, if one were to ask, what is the reason for such love for God? The line in one of Swami's favorite songs comes to mind, that is, "No reason for love, no season for love." When the logical mind refuses to accept that statement and seeks a reason, the only one it probably finds is the fact that Swami's love for the students inspires the students' love for their Swami. From Prakash, let us move over to Hemant, another student who is tugging at the lace of his shoes on sports meet day, getting ready for this March past. Hemant has been a student literally from KG to PG, having completed 17 years in Swami's educational institutions. Though the items done for the sports meet repeat once every few years, the March past is definitely an annual occurrence. Every year without fail, Hemant has been part of the March past, the parade on the morning of the January 11th. Is he not bored of doing the same thing over and over again, year after year? When someone asked him, he replied, "Have you thought about it from Swami's angle? he has been seeing the same march past for more than 25 years now. Is he bored? That is a very valid point made there. It is fascinating to see Swami's fascination with the march past. It is not as if he sees it once every year. He sees it more than a dozen times a year. In fact, he comes regularly for the practice sessions also. On some occasions, he even asks for a repeat on the march past practice. Of course, he sees other items as well, but the march past is something that he never misses each year. He was also asked once, Swami, how do you enjoy the same march past year after year? And Swami's reply was, the students are not the same. In a very candid conversation, yes, Srinidhi, a former student of Swami who is now in the armed forces, gave some amazing insights on why the march past should be done in front of Swami. He has marched before Swami and now he comes during the sports meet training session to train Swami's students in marching. That is the student's perspective. If we try and imagine Swami's perspective, it presents some more beautiful insights. Swami's only concern is individual perfection that collectively transforms into perfection at the macro level. Little wonder that he sits almost at the edge of his chair as the students march up to the dais to perform the eyes right salute. Having exhorted on samyak drishti, that is good vision, being the foundation for a good character, which is the true goal of education, it is as if Swami is keen to ensure that every student has his or her eyes to the right side always. And which is the right side? The side on which the Lord is seated during the march past in the Vidyagiri Stadium on sports meet day. Is it a coincidence that the squad Daine Dekh command to turn eyes to the right has been so designed? Well, I don't think so. So that, dear listeners, is a sports meet in essence for you. And this year again, all activities for the meet on January 11th are in full swing. Tomorrow we are going to witness it. The preparations are all done and are still going on. The various events may be the same. The march past is definitely the same. But as Swami said, the students are all different. And yet, they are all having the same experience of bending their bodies, mending their minds, ending their senses and uplifting their beings. Alright, as we eagerly await the grand session, tomorrow, the 11th of January, so I thought of reading out this article which is very apt for today, because today is the 10th in the segment Soul Inspirations. So I got another 10 minutes in this segment. I'll be playing for you a bhajan, a beautiful bhajan. In fact, let me play for you an episode of episode of the video series that we have uploaded in Radio Sai before I play the bhajan. And this audio of the video series will be followed by a beautiful bhajan. So have a listen, please, dear listeners, and I'll meet you again next Thursday at 11 a.m. Till then, I sign off. Jai Sai Ram.
Ambassador of Peace, Vasudeva, pranams to you. Hastinapura welcomes you.
Pranams, Maharaj.
Pranams, Suyodhana.
Pranams.
Pranams, Vasudeva.
Pranams, Gandhar Naresh.
O Madhusudana, please accept this gift as a humble offering.
O Maharaj, I am honored to receive such a gift. But in return, I am afraid I have got nothing but peace to offer.
O Keshava, you must be exhausted from the arduous journey. We can talk leisurely later. Please take rest now.
Krishna, I cordially invite you to my palace to dine with me. Thereafter, you might take rest in Dushasana's place.
Thank you for your request, Brother Suyodhana. But I will reside at Mahatma Vidur's home. Moreover, Aunt Kunti is also waiting for me there.
Vasudeva, your refusal will hurt me forever.
Forever? Forever is a very broad term. First, let us come to a truce. Unless we reconcile, how can I accept your hospitality?
Keshava! I do not understand your perspective. How does agreeing to be a guest have anything to do with the outcome of the talks?
Yes, Madhava. We have no enmity with you. How can you, a perfect gentleman, insult your host?
O Angaraja, I cannot forsake dharma at any cost. Moreover, one accepts an invitation only when one is either hungry or when one is a friend. Neither am I hungry, nor am I dear to Brother Suyodhana.
But Krishna, how can you say that you are not dear to us?
If I was dear to you, then Duryodhana would have fought with Arjuna for me and not my monumental army.
But that does not prove anything, Madhusudana. Arjuna had already asked for you and you had given yourself to Arjuna. How then could Suyodhana ask for you?
If I had already given myself to Arjuna, O King of Gandhar, how then can I partake the salt of his enemy? He who is not a friend of the Pandavas is not my friend either. Also don't forget, dharma is on the Pandavas side. And where there is dharma, there I am. I am not only an ambassador of peace, but also an ambassador of dharma. If I break bread with Suyodhana, I would have trespassed dharma.
It is time for food, Vasudev. My offer is still open. I humbly request you.
O Suyodhana, if you really wanted to dine with me, by now you would have accepted my peace proposal.
Meal? That I will have at Mahatma Vidur's place only. Mahatma, shall we?
What does that cowherd think of himself? He would have been honored to dine with me. It is only fit that a cowherd dines with a Dasi Putra. Mama Shri, tomorrow in the court, if he tries to act smart, I shall make him my prisoner.
The Lord's ways are subtle and profound. By choosing Vidura's abode as his residence, he has not only conveyed that he can be befriended by a pure heart alone, he has also blessed the lifelong penance of Vidura, the penance of upholding dharma at any cost, even if that means mockery and disgrace. This is the moment Vidura has been waiting for all his life.
O compassionate one, what have you done? Instead of the comforts of the royal palace, you chose this poor man's abode as your residence?
It is not the poverty of the abode, but the richness of the heart that attracts me. Know me as Bhavapriya and not Bahyapriya. O Mahatma, we are bound heart to heart.
and love to love.
Sab so unchi prem sagai, sab so unchi prem sagai. Duryodhan ka meva tyagyo, Duryodhan ka meva tyagyo, sag vidur ghar khayo, sab so unchi prem sagai, sab so unchi prem sagai.
We did not have an inkling of your arrival, O Keshava. Forgive us. The food is not a banquet worthy of you.
Hari to bas prem ke bhuke, Hari to bas prem ke bhuke, prem ka saag khilayo. Sab so unchi prem sagai.
O prema swarupa, who can ever fathom your love? Lost in the ecstasy of your presence, I foolishly offered the peels, throwing away the fruit.
Narayan ve kunth ko tyagyo, Narayan ve kunth ko tyagyo, nar ko prem padayo. Sab so unchi prem sagai.
Oh Vidura, your bliss alone is my food. Any call from the depths of the heart, rest assured that I will respond.
Prem ke bas ek pag tum le jo, prem ke bas ek pag tum le jo, to pag dod ke aayo, sab so unchi prem sagai.
हे विश्वनाथ, हे गौरीनाथ, हे साईनाथ भगवान.
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 दया करो, दया करो,
निशान।